broadcasting from a super secret location at Wasted Time Radio Studios. It is the Ask the Fellas Show.
Do we have any Mexican Americans with us today? Like Buenos Dias.
Oye, big boy, habla español.
Are there any guys out there who are just normal, huh?
Welcome back to another episode of Ask the Fellas, where anybody can be one of the fellas.
Even the lady fellas?
Especially the lady fellas.
Oh, yeah.
Even the people wearing pink shirts?
Especially.
I guess.
Where?
or guys that wear nipple
shirts. It's because his daughter put her red scarf in the fucking wash.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Well, no. I purposely bought this shirt.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Like that? That color?
That color?
This is actually, it's purple. It's not pink.
Was it dark in the store? Did you think it was white?
Should we take a vote?
it's like that it's dress.
Lavender.
This is my purple shirt.
I
do have a pink one.
Oh, it's lavender.
Like a lavender.
Yeah,
lavender.
I'll take it back. Yeah, That's my grandma's favorite color, yeah. Man.
See, you talking shit.
I know. I'm sorry,
your grandma's
grandma.
Look at you from heaven.
I'm sorry. She's right there.
Hey, Bartle's
here right there.
Did those nipples come with the shirt?
Yeah.
Or is that all you?
Man, shut up, bitch. You know I'm always hard.
He said the boys in the hood are always hard.
Hey, man, don't fucking mock this fool. Like, people pay for fucking nipples
Hell
and
yeah,
shit
fool.
Now. They, like, Kim Kardashian, fuck her, but she sells, like, bras to females, and they have, like, built-in nipples.
But is she, like, all about empowerment of women and shit? But is she selling...
I guess.
Sexual shit to...
Yeah, that's to empower
sexualize
them.
Sexualize them?
I mean, fool. She's selling shit that'll make her even more of a bigger billionaire.
Yeah.
She doesn't give a fuck what the hell she's selling.
Yeah, see, that's why I don't believe all these, what is it, like, actresses or actors that do all this, like...
All bullshit.
Supposedly good shit, but behind, they're like, you know, they sell all this other crap.
I think she even sells the what's that thing? The
camel toe?
Camel toe?
Yeah.
Oh, is she behind that too?
Oh, she's in front of it.
I mean, in front.
Front of and behind it.
Yeah, I don't understand that shit, man. Like there's some girls that have, like, legit, like, a real fat pussy. Mm-hmm. And so they have the natural camel toe. And they're so fucking embarrassed, and they try to hide it. And now you have
They buy the anti-camel toe.
Right. You know? Yeah, where they cover it up.
Yeah, like, what the hell?
That looks fake, though. It's
they
smooth, right?
They purchase a third finger, the third camel toe.
Yeah.
I'm going to start selling one that has a wet spot. That way, it could be like the wet ass pussy.
Mm. Yeah, just walking around with a wop. Yeah.
I'd buy it.
Stupid.
That way, you guys aren't looking at my nipples anymore.
It's like a distraction. <isn't you? laughs>
Like overload.
My eyes are up here, boys.
Oh, God.
You guys are so gay. God. You guys are crazy. You see a little bit of nipple, and all of a sudden
we get excited.
It's the talk of the town.
That's the most nipple we've seen all day, bro. The talk of the town.
But you know, Bartle, but you wear it good. You wear that shirt good.
I do. Thank you.
It compliments you.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
It's really nice.
Are you being an asshole?
Huh?
Are you being an asshole?
No. I think that shirt really, like, that lavender, you know, with those nipples popping out. It's all you, man.
Thank you.
He sounds very sincere.
Yeah, I do.
Good. You know what? I believe it.
Yeah.
I believe it.
Because literally when he came in the door, he was like, hey, boys. And then he turned around the corner, and I just saw those nipples just like.
And I did my little stretch.
He did a little strut on the catwalk.
Well, be prepared. Next week, I'm going to wear my pink shirt. And it'll be even more sensual than this.
What the
lavender.
Fuck?
Damn.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
I'm not missing that.
With my pink Adidas shirt.
I really do.
This is the Ask the Fellas Show on demand and around the world.
Fellas, I want to start with the stupidest fucking idea that I've had. It's a high idea. What do you call that? Like a high thought? Like when
fuck, I don't know what it's called, but like
drunk talk.
Like drunk talk.
Yeah.
But high talk.
But I guess high, because this is just stupid, bro. Okay. But I thought about it last time. You guys realize there's two-man cars for police, right? Like, if you have a partner, you ride together, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the other day, I was watching this California Highway Patrol on his motorbike. And I was like, wait a minute.
Was it two guys on the way and one bike?
That's what I was thinking. I was like, why don't they have California Highway Patrol, two men on a bike. I mean, one will be right behind him holding him by the waist, but it will still be two men on a bike. They're protecting each other, man. He has his back.
Literally.
And his butt.
And well, yeah. Imagine how sweaty that thing could be during summer. Oh,
yeah, I don't know how that would hold up, bro.
But come on. You get lonely out there. You need somebody whispering in your ear while, you know, you're going down the highway.
What is it, Jerky, did you picture yourself?
Like, no, I didn't.
Being on one of the bikes.
He signed up for the fucking law enforcement. What the fuck?
I did not. But I did see, like, another motorcycle guy with his girl behind him. And she was, you know, holding on to him.
Is that the one with the girl wears a skirt and she pretends that she doesn't realize it's going to fly off and going to see her G-string?
I've seen that one.
That happens a lot out here.
And yeah, I look at it and I'm like, oh, no, poor girl.
Se va a resfriar.
Her dress is going to fly up. Oh, no.
Dude, I have a fucking gripe about them. Whenever it's a hot girl that's on the back of the motorcycle, man, they go super fast, bro.
Oh, bro.
You can't even keep up. Like, you're trying to, like, what? But when it's a fat girl, like, well, no offense against the fat girls, but, like, an unattractive. Let's go.
No offense.
Fat and unattractive.
Let's just say unattractive. Jerky, delete that. An unattractive girl. Dude, they go so slow.
That's like, victorious at askthefellas.com. Send them your fucking complaints.
555.
Yeah, and I'm just like, dude, like, hurry the fuck up. But, like, the other ones, they just zip through, bro. I'm like, come on, bro. Don't be
greedy.
Well,
it's because, you know, the balance ratio is, you know, set that's correctly. It, right? You know,
and then the fucking bike is going like, no, no. Ya no puede. Like,
you know, I almost hit one.
A bike,
yeah.
Oh, shit.
Because at the last moment, they, like, because they're, like, fucking zigzagging and shit.
Was it, like, a big-ass girl?
Huh? Nah. It was, I think it was a dude.
Oh, a regular guy.
Yeah, it was a regular guy and stuff. And I almost clipped him and shit. Oh, man, that's what would have flew and shit.
Was it, like, going to be your fault?
Huh?
Was it going to be your
fault? No, it was going to be him. Oh, but then at that point, it's, like, is your word against them.
Yeah, but they deserve that shit, though, right?
Well, I mean, that one did because he was, like, zigzagging like crazy. I didn't even see him until I heard him. Uh-huh. And the only reason I stopped was because the car in front of me hit the red light. I mean, hit the brakes. So the red lights, you know, they flash. So I hit the brakes.
So how do you
and that motherfucker, like, just passed me.
Legally, they can split lanes, right? That's what it's called.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But they're going so fast when the cars are barely even moving. Like, what if you accidentally, I'm not saying you do this on purpose, you veer into the center lane and he fucking clips your car? Like, it's going to be your fault, right?
Yeah, because you're not looking to make sure that it's a safe fucking lane change.
But I'm still in my lane. See, that's what I mean.
No, because you're already in the middle. You said you're already...
No. I'm just veering into the middle of the lane, but I'm still in my lane.
Uh-huh.
And he's trying to split the lane.
Oh.
And he clips my car. And if he clips my car, he's going to kind of careen off
to
the
him.
Right side.
That would be on him.
But they go so fast most of the time that you...
Yeah.
Yeah, it happens. That they get, you know, not, they call it an assault. It is not an assault, right?
No.
Like they almost get hit all the time. But I do like it when they give me that little peace sign.
Do you get mad when they don't do it?
Yeah,
I do get mad.
Really?
Yeah.
I scooted over all the way to the left for you.
You know what? I think Jerky's those guys that, like, fucking go all the way, like, he doesn't, like, just move a little
bit. He pulls
bit.
Over.
No. He turns off his car.
You know how many flats I've gotten because of these damn motorcycle drivers?
Exactly. Fuck them.
That left-hand lane is all fucking filled with, like, nails and screws and shit.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Like, I think driving a motorcycle is, like, super dangerous. Like, I think I would maybe try it once in my life, but I couldn't.
Hell nah, fool. You're past that fucking part.
Yeah, just to, well, I'm not saying, like, on the freeway and shit. like up and down the street, like just to be like.
You mean like an electric bike?
Yeah. Okay. What are those little scooters and shit?
Or he means he's gonna be the one hugging the guy.
There you go. Yeah. Like, it feels safe and shit.
He's like, well, I did just join the police academy.
But see, but now with Jericho's idea, or is it your idea?
It's my idea.
Oh,
my idea.
So with Jericho's idea, now you're putting two people in danger.
That's great, man.
That's great.
That's a better idea than just one person in danger.
That's it, because they do it together.
Exactly.
Maybe they should give them two, you know, each a handle, like a handlebar.
Right.
Like one in the front, obviously, and then the one in the back. So if the one in the front gets in trouble, he can just take over, right?
Right.
Like, start
What the fuck? I don't know.
That shit, I'm imagining it.
I know. It sounds, right? I mean, that sounds really dumb.
All right. Maybe that was not the best idea. But what about... What about that the sidecar? You guys remember the sidecar? Oh,
I like that. Yeah.
That
the sidecar.
So bad, right?
Yeah, like sidekick.
Yeah, yeah. You have the guy driving the motorcycle, and there's a little car right next to him.
Yeah, he can ride around in a fucking with a fucking machine gun.
Exactly.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Like if something's happening, mm-hmm. he can literally just light you up with the fucking machine gun.
I love it.
See, that I can get behind, Jerry.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Unless you ride SS on the side too.
Wait. Oh, what the fuck? Wait, what? Why?
For strong safety.
Oh. Okay.
So always about safety.
Right. Yeah. That's true.
What were you thinking I was talking about? and they should speak German.
No!
Because they make good bikes.
It's a BMW, goddammit.
And they have experience shooting people.
That's Barlow's ad. 555.
This is Ramon.
Steph.
Fernando.
From Chicano Shuffle. And you're listening to
Ask the Fellas.
Hey, fellas, I got a question right quick. So would you take 13 years of the best life? You know what I mean? You get anything you want. You could travel. Money's not an option. You know,
not an issue.
Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. Money's no
object.
Object.
Yeah. Never no understood object. That, by the way, but go ahead.
So you could do whatever you want for 13 years.
Okay.
But after the 13 years, you're pretty much going to live like a simple life and like pretty much day to day. Type
like,
of shit.
Like check to check.
Now, would you do that or wouldn't you?
That kind of sounds like our college life.
I know, right?
I know.
But it is reversed.
Yes. But without the youth.
In our college life, we did whatever we wanted.
For 13 years.
Yeah, and...
Money
was no object. We didn't give a fuck
because we got financial aid.
I understand.
Right.
So we had all this money. We're like, what do we do with all this?
I know.
Just drink it.
And smoke afterwards. It. And afterwards.
So you'd get anything you want.
Yeah.
But after those 13 years. Mm-hmm. Man, why can't I say it?
13. I hate the can we say 12?
Yeah, let's do.
Let's do 14.
Let's do 14.
You know what? Let's do 15.
Okay, 15. All right, 15. 15 right, years.
15 years. I like that.
You know, 15 right. years of like nothing but like, you know, because I saw this movie and she lived like a well life, like nothing, you know, like you said, no money wasn't an issue. But after, you know, she went broke.
Oh.
And she couldn't stand being broke.
Wait,
well, that's what I'm saying.
Well, that's different.
It's hard being broke.
Was she broke, like struggling, or was she just not?
She came from like a humble beginning,
sure.
Yeah.
You know, and then she kind of found her way in this place where she was given everything.
Okay.
And then something happened. They fucked. You know, she kind of fucked up, and then she went back to being broke.
Again, that kind of.
But within
like
that
us.
Window,
I know.
Like, but within that window, she was like, you know, having the best life, and you know, at the end, she couldn't like, you know, really.
But
live with herself.
So, but afterwards, can you build it back up?
No.
Oh, damn it.
No.
Okay,
that's
so it doesn't sound like us.
You just gotta live the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Like kind of paycheck to paycheck.
Because we were broke.
Shit.
And then we got financial aid.
Mm-hmm.
And we were having
we were doing great.
Fun. We were great, right? But
yeah.
then afterwards, like you know, we had to build it back up, right?
Right.
Like we had to struggle a little bit to get a job and do all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
And
we're good now. We're, stuff.
Yeah.
We're good now. But I'm saying,
but this
like,
girl couldn't ever build it back up.
Nope.
That's terrible.
And the thing is that I think this is the same thing like with rich people when they go broke, they can't handle it. And the stock market and all that, all these people commit suicide.
Well, that's
just,
why they do.
They can't handle that
their
shit.
Power to fucking not lose their money because they know. Once they lose their money,
they can't live that life.
Yeah, they can.
Well, that's their biggest fear.
They don't fucking know it. That is their biggest fear.
Their biggest fear is
losing
it all.
That's why they do everything they can to keep it.
But I think the worst fear is that they lose it, but the people around them still have it, so mm-hmm. they can't live with that.
Well, yeah,
you know, with that whole thing.
Right,
right. Them,
that's
like,
part of it too. Mm-hmm.
So yeah. Would you guys be able? Would you guys like?
So, and you get to pick the point in your life when
no,
you
it's in the beginning.
Oh, it's in the beginning, like when you're young.
And so. Yeah, when
oh,
you're no. younger and shit like that.
Not right now. So I can't
no.
say right now.
No. Oh. No, it's the beginning. The
50
beginning
years would be a solid run.
Yeah,
right
yeah,
now. Be like, all right, let's go.
No, I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it.
Because then you're just going to go to fucking broke.
Yeah,
because
you're going to feel
so
broke, but you already
age,
took a taste.
At 20?
Yeah.
Yeah, like when you hit 30, like,
and by, let's say 30, well, 35.
35,
say,
35 yeah. 35. 35, like the rest of your life, you're paycheck to paycheck.
That's too long to be, bro.
Hell no. Nah.
Yeah.
Nah.
You wouldn't do it?
Nah. I wouldn't do it. It's not worth it.
No. I mean, you get everything you want.
Nah.
Well, we have. And then 15 years of like, you know, traveling, you know, taking out your friends, like, you know, just.
Can I just die after that?
Well, you could. I mean, that's an option.
No, because then that's a sin, right? And then Marilyn Magdalene, whatever the bitch is,
she will greet you at the fucking pearly gates.
Bitch, you're not going anyways. What are you worried about?
Damn, man.
But see, that's not an issue though, right?
Because
if you like die, like let's say if you die, right, and you commit suicide, God forbid. I can go look for you. I just have to go find you in purgatory and then, like, you know, bring you back.
Bring me back?
Yeah. I've done that before.
What? Like
when?
Well, when I had to go find a person, like, in a painting, and they committed suicide, and we had two kids.
I haven't seen that one, Jerky.
What?
Yeah. I canceled my Netflix.
I canceled my Netflix.
What are you talking about?
My 15 years are up, bro.
Man.
Is that Insidious or what is that?
What are you talking about?
Da Vinci Code or what?
No, I had a dream and it came.
MLK.
Oh, MLK.
Yeah, got it.
No. I had a dream and it came, you know, so.
Oh, okay.
Fuck.
It. Oh, wait, what?
It? You don't watch those type of movies.
No, I hate those movies.
So what life are you pretending?
What are you talking about? It's my life. Came back.
Bringing somebody back from purgatory.
Yeah. Oh, Beetlejuice.
No.
There you go. Beetlejuice.
Good answer. Good answer. That's the wrong answer, but we got it.
It's because we don't know that movie.
I don't know it.
We'll go with it.
Jerky, just tell us.
Tell you what?
Just name. Edit it. Edit it out.
What are you talking about?
The name of the movie.
The name of your life.
Well, I had a painting, and I named it What Dreams May Come. And it was a beautiful painting. It was my happy place. You know,
Field of Dreams.
Happy place. Oh, Happy Gilmore.
No, that's the name of the movie, What Dreams May Come.
Wet Dreams. Wet Dreams. Oh, Wet Dreams
May Come.
Oh.
Oh, I have watched that shit.
Yeah.
That's what Johnny sins.
That's not your life.
Oh, that's my life. You wish. Get in line.
Get in line.
But it's really, really hard to have everything and then lose it.
Yeah.
I think it's easier to have nothing and then gain it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would rather do 15 years of poverty and then.
Well, I mean, that's an easy. I mean, that's what we're doing right now.
we're
trying to build like a good, you know.
Yeah.
Good, so that we could live the rest of the life like good.
Yeah.
But I'm saying like you do it early on and you taste all that, you know.
It just wouldn't be worth it, bro.
That's the hardest thing, right?
Because you're probably what? At least fucking what do you have? Like 50 mil, 100 mil? Because they say money is no object.
It's unlimited,
so
bro.
You can do whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's an impossible fucking dream. You know, there are people that have that.
Obviously. No, like, I mean, you have those kids that grow up, like, in these wealthy as, you know, billion-dollar families and shit.
Right. But they're, you know, those people are completely different way in their way of thinking. They don't think the same way that people that grew up poor think.
Yeah. No, I get it. I mean, in that movie, like, she was broke, and then she went to being, like, rich and wealthy, and then, you know, something happened, and she just...
But so she couldn't use her skills to build her wealth again?
No. like she just kind of...
It was done. Because I've heard that before, like, they're, like people that know how to make money, like, you can give them $10,000 or whatever, and they can build it, you know what I mean? Because they know how to make money.
But what I've also heard is... Once you make your first million, then it gets easier.
Mm.
That first million is the hardest million.
That's the hardest million.
Sure. After that, because you have that million, it's like somehow you
get like collateral. And
no.
It's like, let's bring it in.
Yeah, but you use that to make more money.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think I can do that.
It's too much of a mind fuck, bro.
Yeah.
To go from having everything to having nothing, like, I think a lot of people would end their lives.
It will fuck you up in your head.
Yeah.
Especially that last year. You know it's fucking coming. You know it's coming. You're like, oh my God. Can I die? Like from drugs or alcohol?
You can
OD and shit.
Go out with a bang.
Hey, fucking hookers and fucking all kinds of shit.
Can I catch these?
And then they revive you.
Can I catch a disease?
No, motherfucker. Let me go.
Cherokee's going to go fish you out of purgatory.
I'm right there reading a book, and I see him. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing here?
He's going to bring you back to suffer.
He's like, I'll bring you back to life, bro. We don't want you to die. No, get the fuck out of here.
Grab my strong hand.
Security. Security. Get this man out of here.
Out of purgatory.
You have a reason to live.
No. Hell no. Shit. I'm going to go start over somewhere else.
All right, so our answer is no.
No, absolutely not.
I'm completely out.
If it started now, you know, at 36, you know, I seriously can.
Yeah, this bitch said 36.
Yeah, bitch.
Bitch, I've been gone almost a year and you're still like.
He's like, I swear you've gotten younger.
Those nipples, asshole. More perkier.
Harry, when this is Noelia, and you're listening to Ask the Fellas, where anyone can be a fella, especially the ladies. Oh, yeah.
Fellas, on that note, we're talking about like unlimited funds, right?
Yeah.
And you guys know that like, oh wait, Victorious, were you interrupting me?
Huh? What?
What?
No, I just said, yeah. I was on a delay. I'm sorry. I'm not doing Bartles' bit. I was just delayed.
I was looking at him like, bitch.
That's my bit.
That's my bit. Wait a minute, good soup. You see, you don't, like it. You don't like it, huh?
Shit. But we're talking about like unlimited funds, right?
Yes.
Mm. When we're talking about billionaires, what do they worry about the most?
Losing it all.
Okay, that's one. But also,
I know.
What is it?
The Epstein files.
Okay, yeah.
Right.
Something like
good
that.
Answer. Yeah. Good answer.
Good answer. Good answer. See what the board says?
Bing, bing. Number one answer.
There you go. All right.
100 people have said Epstein files.
But another one is security, right? So most of the time they're closing down restaurants, closing down stores. Yeah. They're closing down like big old theme parks just so they can like have their family there and they can enjoy it without anybody bothering them, right?
Yep.
So that's what I call billionaire fucking living.
Mm-hmm.
And there's been a few times where I've been able to enjoy some billionaire shit.
The fuck?
Yeah.
Oh.
What?
Yeah, like his homie works at a Burger King,
mm-hmm.
uh-huh. and he lets him in after hours. Shit.
Oh, that,
we did that once.
That's some billionaire shit.
Yeah, I had sex in a Burger King bathroom.
What?
No, but like I went to Xochimilco one day in Mexico City.
Mm-hmm. Oh, uh-huh.
Because you guys remember? Oh shit!
I didn't go.
You didn't go that time, but
that's with the boats.
Yeah, the time that you want to go is when everyone is there, right?
Yeah,
that's the party. But when I went at 10 in the morning. And the whole place was to ourselves.
Ooh.
For a complete 3 hours. We took a tour of the whole place, and it was no soul in sight but us. So I was like, man, this is some billionaire shit. This
no.
is
like you bought it out.
Yeah, like we bought out the whole place just for us, right?
I wouldn't like that.
I know you wouldn't like it, but that's what they do.
I prefer, I like the environment of fucking people.
Of course, but again, this is what they do, bro. So that's some billionaire shit, right?
Yep.
I've been able to go like to Cancun where we had like we were in this resort, and I guess it was right before all the people showed up, and it was just us and maybe like one more family in the whole resort. Beautiful. So we got our choice of everything. Like the food all was for us. The chairs were all for us. It was like some billionaire type shit. Again, accidental billionaire shit, but it was still kind of like we had the same feeling, right?
That'll work, man.
Bahamas, same thing. Like, we went right, like, when we were leaving is when everybody was showing up.
Damn, he was the only one in the island.
Right. It was like, fuck. But did that make you feel, like important? Like, kind of like, no. Oh, this is kind of cool, or was it, like weird?
No, not at all. But it made me feel like, you know what, at least I can enjoy the view without anybody bothering us, you know?
Or was it, like, some paranoid shit? Like, why are we the
only ones? Why are we the only ones?
No, because when you go, like, let's say if it's full. You're fighting for everything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right? You're fighting for chairs. You're fighting for, like, you wait in line for restaurants. And that's also kind of, like, the thing that you don't want to be doing, right?
Right.
When we went to Oaxaca. Remember when we went to Oaxaca? Mm-hmm. We went after the rush. And, every restaurant was, like, just almost empty just for us.
Wow.
Do you remember that shit?
You felt... Oh, fuck. I'm like... You felt that that was a good thing?
No, but I'm just saying, again, it's some billionaire shit.
Yeah.
It kind of feels, because when we went to, remember when we went into that that castle?
Oh, that's right. That fancy ass fucking restaurant, right?
That hotel castle. What? Yeah, we went into a bunch of fancy restaurants, but almost at the end, we went into that castle because that girl invited us there.
Oh, that's right.
And
that's right.
It was a, dude, it was a castle.
Yeah.
It was completely empty.
Yeah, it was like a fortified ass fucking place. Yeah.
We had about four waiters just waiting for us.
Yeah.
And they were telling us stories like if we were like so important. And I was like, man, this is a billionaire shit.
Yeah, that was actually nice.
Yeah, that was pretty nice, right? So that was another thing that we've done. That's some billionaire shit. Then I've gotten to drive like sports cars that weren't going to be out for like 2 years.
What?
Yeah. Like I used to do that almost on a daily fucking, not on a daily basis, but like almost every year I would be able to do that shit. And then we would watch unreleased movies back in the old days.
On the black box?
No. We used to go. We used to screen movies like a year before they even came out.
Oh shit!
They would give us tickets.
Was it like for the fundraiser stuff? Or
No. We would.
This was after.
Yeah, this was way after. You probably didn't go that often. But we would watch. I think we watched like Friday Part 2 and Friday Part 3.
Oh shit!
Like, and a bunch of other movies back in the old days. So I was like, that's like some like billionaire shit. What other shit have you guys done that were like, man?
You know,
not a lot of people get to do this.
What I've done, which I'm going to do in about a week and a half, is you go to the airport and you go to one of the lounges. So I'm going to go to the Delta Lounge and I'm going to go and fucking pretend to be a billionaire. I'm going to walk in. It's going to be all you can eat, all you can drink.
Like fast before they call security.
Huh? I know. before I get caught.
You know.
I'm going to just go in, just go straight to the.
Do it. Do it, and when they're ready to catch you, run and don't look back. Shit. But yeah, I mean.
Nah, that's nice. Yeah,
Go get in, go in there, eat, fucking drink, you know, get drunk before you get on the flight and get ready to get back, you know, get in there.
That'd be fun.
Yeah,
that's a fun, man. You know, the only thing is probably like, I just realized is I need to hang out with Jerky more.
I'm telling you,
he's getting all, he had a whole list.
I started thinking about it. I'm like, we've done a lot of shit that people don't get to do most of the time.
Yeah, the only thing I probably is like when I went to a donut shop and the guy just brought out a new batch of donuts.
Oh shit!
I pick whatever I want, bro.
You go, Mr. Showmark.
Yeah, here you go, man. Like shit, I had to take a while just to think about it.
That's a billionaire shit.
Yeah, that's
a
billionaire shit.
Man, I think the only thing I've ever done as like billionaire shit was like when I got to piss on the slot machine and didn't get in trouble.
Oh yeah.
I think that's like billionaire shit.
Yeah,
like,
it's a billionaire
not
shit.
Not only that, you got escorted to your room.
Yeah, and I got escorted to my room, and I'm in the fucking Epstein files.
The Ask the Fellas Show, only on Wasted Time Radio.
All right, fellas. So, also sent me a fucking list. I guess it's trendy, and I haven't seen it, but he said it's things that masculine men, right? What masculine means men. But there's masculine.
No,
it can be masculine female.
There's some feminine men.
Feminine men. Oh, well,
there's a lot of feminine men.
Yeah, so masculine men.
Sure.
Shouldn't do. Right? And there's a list, and it's an ongoing list. I only have 25.
I mean, getting fucked in the ass is probably should be like number one, right?
Right. I think Steve Harvey would agree, bro. Like, bing, 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 bing. Right. So, okay. So here's one. So you guys can let me know if you agree, disagree, or whatever you feel. Okay. So number one, drinking out of a straw.
That's not a problem.
Right. Like fuck? A man can get away with that.
Yeah.
Okay.
As long as he's not like sticking out his tongue on it and licking it.
Or he's not like drinking like fucking Yoo-Hoo or some shit.
Or holding it like with their pinky up.
Right. Yeah, right. Like it would have to be like a stiff drink.
Yeah.
Right?
Or like even grabbing the straw and putting it in their mouth. That seems a little feminine.
So you have to grab the cup and then put the straw in your mouth.
I mean, you could hold it, but you could.
Now that you say it like that.
I mean, usually if I'm drinking out of a straw, I'm holding it with like my index finger, kind of like to make sure that it doesn't
move.
Yeah,
sure.
The straw, not the penis.
Right, exactly. The penis, I got that. Right, and once it's in my mouth, now it sounds gay. Once it's by my lips, in my lips, you know.
Wait a minute.
I know, right?
We know what you're saying.
And then you start sucking.
Yeah, so.
Right.
No, so I think a straw would pass.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But as long as you're not holding it with your index finger and your thumb.
Okay.
Yeah, I think you'll be fine.
All right. So number two, ordering dessert.
What?
I don't. I think that one's kind of dumb.
What the fuck is wrong with dessert?
Why would I deny myself dessert, bro?
Yeah. Oh. All right. So we're going to pass on that one. That one's kind of dumb. Number three, using an umbrella. I know we've talked about this on the show.
All right. I don't find anything wrong with it, but I just wouldn't do it.
Yeah. Jericho always had that. Sometimes it'll be raining and I'll be with my umbrella and he'll be like, just like walking. And I see him getting wet. And I'm like, you sure, bro? He goes, bros are for faggots.
Okay, whoa.
They go, pussies.
And he was like, I don't want to look at like a double-seated motorbike and be sharing one umbrella with a man.
Exactly.
Dude, after that episode, I kid you not, because I'm a big umbrella guy.
Really?
And, after that episode, I felt like everybody would like fucking look at me when I was walking around with a fucking umbrella.
I'm sorry, Victorious.
I still use a fucking umbrella, but
I think it's like depending on the type of rain. If it's like drizzling or something like that, then of course you really don't use it. But if it's pouring down pretty hard,
it's like a big old fat rain.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I still wouldn't use it.
No,
I just can't even do if it, it.
You're going to an event and it's pouring.
You have to, and you have a suit on,
and it like melts with water. And then I'm in the back. Come on, rain.
We're going to ruin the surprise.
I have a fedora and I have like an overcoat. I just can't do it. I'm sorry.
Why not? Why not? Like, what makes you like?
I don't find a need for it. That's all. If I get it wet, so what? I don't care.
He's like, when I used to live in the 1800s,
my life,
you know, my top hat wasn't good enough for me. All
right. Number four, taking a selfie. I think that's pretty gay. Like,
what if they ask you to do it?
Yeah.
Because you have the longest arm.
Yeah, because I just took a selfie.
No, of yourself.
No,
selfie is like of yourself.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, I think that's not cool.
Hold on. What if you're dating? You're like out in the dating world. And a girl asks you, hey, send me a picture of yourself.
Right.
And you don't have any good ones, so you take a picture.
Okay, I think that's acceptable.
Okay.
I think that's acceptable, but, you know, I've known dudes that take like multiple and post them on their Instagram.
Oh, that's different. Oh,
no. I think that's really.
And they do the little duck lips and shit.
Have I done that?
Well, I don't know if they do. I don't know if they do the duck lips.
Barlow does that a lot.
Does he?
Yeah, he does that. Yes, he do, bitch.
Not recently.
No.
But like with people in the background or just selfie?
No, just him.
You.
Just Bart, yeah.
No, that's been like.
Yes,
a
you have.
Time.
You done shit like yeah, where, like your tattoos or like.
Just own it, bro. Who cares?
Yeah.
Yeah, if you do it, you do it.
But it's been a while.
Say it with pride. I take selfies.
Selfies are masculine, motherfucker.
Masculine as
fuck. Show them biatches what you look like.
All right, so number five, texting with too many emojis.
Okay.
Oh, that's bullshit. I do that.
Yeah, but I think it's different. Okay, if you're texting,
what kind of
maybe
emoji?
If you're texting a female,
what's too many?
Yeah,
more than two.
Oh no, nah, man.
Well, I do the triple laugh, like the triple.
When it's really funny, when I think really three. Funny,
yeah, I do the triple laugh.
Three is safe.
Yeah.
Well, is it gay or not? I mean, is not it not masculine
laughing.
Or not?
Not if it's
I don't
laughing.
Think it is.
If you do the one with the face with the hearts around your face, that's probably gay.
Or if you do like the eggplant with the three water things.
No, that's not gay.
That's not gay. That just means you ejaculated
just,
a lot.
You're just letting her know you like her.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, so I guess it depends on the emojis, right? Like, you can put, like,
okay,
some...
What about this? What about when a guy sends you a text message?
Sure.
And you like it, and you put the little heart. Is that...
That's kind of gay. I like that.
You know, I used to feel
funny about that, but then I got past it.
I did it, like... I've done it a few times, and I feel weird in a way, but then I'm like, oh, shit, where's the thumb?
You got to go with the thumbs up.
Yeah. Thumbs up is the best.
You got to go with the thumbs up.
Show me, like, man, if you never try, you know, you won't know if you like it.
And I liked it.
Yeah, you got to go with the thumbs up. I think that's the safest one.
See, I think back then, I mean, now you could like pick different emojis, but right. I think back then you couldn't.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
But if you do it like on your lock screen and you like it, it's going to do the heart. It's not going to do the
right,
thumbs up.
Right.
They need to set it up where you can default it to something.
You should, right?
Not just a fucking heart.
But what if they're sending you a picture of like their daughter graduating? Like, is it okay to
do
the heart?
No, that's a heart.
All right. Okay. Then. Yeah. So we're
that can be a heart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That can be a hard. I guess it's situational
like
shit like that.
The guy sending it to you?
Yeah, like it's a group chat.
Oh, okay.
And there's a...
Well, yeah, because there's women in the chat.
Okay, in the group chat.
Yeah.
But if it's one-on-one, it's still kind of like bro, just give me a thumbs up.
Give me a fist bump.
Like, what the fuck are you doing, bro?
Hey, like, who do you want me to look at? You or your daughter?
Like, what the fuck? It's like, all right. All right, number six. Having a skincare routine.
Well, I mean, at 36.
Yeah, you know.
Oof, you need a skincare routine.
Yeah, you know, I just got my Botox redone yesterday. Yeah. I do, you know, do the scrub and the
I think that was number 7, right?
number Botox. 7, Botox.
Well, you look better than the nurse that's giving it to you.
No, when you get old, man, you need skincare routine. Yeah, as a dude, it doesn't matter. As long as your products are men products.
Yes, though. Exactly.
Right. You can't wear L'Oreal or... Whatever, with Maybelline or whatever
this is some old ass shit.
I don't know what the fuck products are. I know the names because my wife has it. Right.
If it's sponsored by Daisy Fuentes.
Well, she is kind of manly, though, right?
Yeah.
Is she?
A little bit. Her voice is a little deep.
Oh, that's right.
She is like 6'2 or something.
Oh, shit.
She's tall as fuck. Damn. I don't know how tall she is.
Yeah, but I think a skincare routine will pass and shit. As long as you're not putting like those fucking... Like those headbands on you, or like those fucking weirdo shit.
Well, the headband is to keep the hair from falling.
I understand.
So you heard. He heard.
I heard. Well, from my daughter. My daughter. I have a 14-year-old who's fucking doing all this shit.
And like, and Dad, like, did you take my bandana again?
Oh, here. Sorry.
All right. Here's number 7. Putting on chapstick.
You know what? That's not gay.
That's not.
I think that has to be. I think putting on chapstick and licking your lips afterward seductively.
And winking.
Winking.
Guys.
Guys. That's just LL Cool J.
Right?
What are you talking about? That's not gay.
It's not gay if you have one, what is it, one leg. What is it? Yeah, pant leg up. and then it's okay.
All right, here's number 8. Wearing shorts that are too short.
Okay.
What would be considered too short? So what? Mid thigh?
Why are you guys looking at me?
Well, let me pull the ruler out.
Well, his balls are almost showing. Bart's balls almost showing.
See, because if he's standing, they're probably right above his knee, right?
Yeah, right above the knee.
I think right above the knee should be like an inch above the knee. Yeah.
That's one of those things that it's you have to evaluate. Like Barlow's does not look gay with short shorts. But there are some people that do.
I know.
But they can't be super tight tampoco. Because even if they're like, if they're super tight.
Again, Barlow's.
No.
He said Barlow's can pull it off.
No, fuck you. The thing is with shorts, I don't like them being fucking baggy. Because then I feel like a fucking weirdo with baggy ass shorts.
Baggy shorts.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's called a skirt.
Yeah. So that's why I don't fucking wear that shit.
But it also depends on the shirt that you're wearing.
Right.
If you're wearing like a very flamboyant shirt, then of course it changes a little bit.
You know, your brother pushes that envelope,
That envelope sometimes. Yeah.
Which one? The black brother?
Yeah, the black brother.
Oh, but see, he does it because he can.
Yeah.
And he's trying to pull white bitches.
Yeah.
So he does it for the demographic.
Right. Yeah. It's called peacocking.
Yeah.
Emphasis on the cock.
Yeah. I think he can pull it off.
So what is Bartles doing? Hummingbird?
This guy's humming. He's hummingbirding.
Listen.
Hummingbirding.
whatever Bartles is doing, it's working for him. Leave him alone.
Exactly. Working. Whatever I do, all right.
All right, Bartles. It's not gay.
All right, number 9. Getting a drink that isn't dark liquor or beer.
Wait a minute.
That's bullshit.
So like the little fruity... I think they look some taste good and they look nice.
So dark liquor. So I drink tequila. Is that's not dark liquor?
So I think they probably worded it wrong. So maybe more like
the tropical colors.
Like if you order a piña colada as soon as you land in Mexico.
Like yellow, because
it's
blues,
your tradition, you know.
Maybe like blues and pinks and shit like that.
So anything with a flower in it. That's what you're talking about.
Oh, but sometimes you don't know what the drink's gonna look like because you see it on the menu. You're like, oh,
that sounds good. That sounds good.
You know what? I have gotten one of those drinks that looks like in a martini glass, and I've asked to be put into regular glass because I'm like, I'm not gonna drink that shit.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh shit!
You've told them that.
I told them that, and they've given me a regular glass.
But martinis are fucking That's James Bond, bro.
I understand, but I have to hold it a certain way, and it looks kind of gay because you're presenting your wrist.
Uh-huh.
And anytime you present your wrist as a man, that's feminine.
You hold the stem with two fingers.
You know what? You know what? I think that's bullshit, Jerky.
Why?
Why? You think? Because it looks like an umbrella.
Oh,
upside
see
down. That's why he wants to change it.
That's trauma, bro.
What happened?
What happened? Who touched you, bro?
What kind of umbrella was it?
It was a rainy day, October. It was Halloween. I don't want to talk about it.
All right, next question.
All right. Number 9. Number 10. Number 10. Saying good morning in a group chat.
That is kind of gay. It's a little gay.
I think it's more if it's a group chat full of guys.
Absolutely.
For sure.
Absolutely.
I'll do that just to fuck around.
But why good morning? Why is that like?
Like, what do you want to say?
No, I mean, say good morning. No, say good morning.
Because we're in a group chat.
So what?
There's women in
like,
it.
You put what's up? Like, if it was a guy, if it was us.
Yeah, like, we send it in our WhatsApp, and I'm like, hey, good morning, guys.
That's gay as fuck.
And be like, dude,
really?
Really?
No, I don't think so. I don't think it is.
No, within the four of us, we don't say good morning.
No, you would just roll into it.
You just say, what's up? Or you say, yo.
Relax, yo.
Yo, you doing a show today?
Right, and I don't know. I think because they even have like on Instagram, so you know it's true, right? They have people calling their homeboys like,
oh yeah,
and they're like, hey, I just wanted to tell you good night, bro.
See that?
What the fuck?
They use their LL Cool J voice, like, what the fuck?
You seen that? You haven't seen?
No,
those?
I haven't seen that.
They're hilarious, man.
They're fucking funny as fuck. You know they're like, what the fuck?
The funny one is the black dudes, because they're like, what the hell's wrong with you, man? Like, what? Like, because they get caught off guard and stuff.
Yeah, and they're just like, oh, I just wanted to tell you good night.
All right, what if like one of us is really fucking drunk and we're out, right?
Uh-huh.
And we say, hey, bro, let me know when you get home. And then you get home and you says, I got home safely. Is that okay?
I think that's all right.
That's all right?
Yeah. Well, and then you put a little heart.
Or you just say, I'm home.
Yeah.
You put a little heart and then you're like, okay.
And then I care.
I mean, how is that different?
Then an eggplant and two
a little water.
I'll be thinking of you.
Basically letting you know that he's already masturbating.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
But how is that gay?
Which one?
Like from saying, hey, text me when you get home.
I don't think it's gay. It's showing concern.
Yeah, showing that.
Well,
you know,
what about the heart? The heart, like, you, well,
you
I may, like
maybe
it.
You if should gonna cut, heart, it, cut the heart out, fool.
Yeah, like you can give a thumbs up.
Yeah,
you're like, hey, he made it home.
Or I'm all home, right. And then that's it. And then,
you're like, good.
Yeah, I'm gonna stay with the heart, man. It's showing you care, man. You love it. You love these guys.
All right, number 12. Using hand sanitizer. I think that's stupid.
That's not gay.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Let's go to the next one. 13, running to catch the bus or a train.
How's that gay?
That isn't gay.
How's that gay?
I don't understand.
Yeah. 14.
That's broke.
I know, right?
Yeah, I was going to
say
you're
taking the bus. So 14, complaining about bad customer service. Huh. So kind of like being like a Karen and shit.
Complaining to them about bad customer service? Yeah. You just talk shit and you leave.
Yeah.
And just being done with it. All right. 15. Oh, these are fucking ridiculous. Laughing too hard at a joke.
Oh, my God.
I'll be guilty as fuck then.
Yeah.
Because I laugh way too fucking hard in this show. Yeah. What the fuck?
Yeah. No, there's no way that can be gay.
That's just the way I laugh, goddammit. Right.
That's how we fucking laugh as a group when we're out.
Right. Yeah.
People look at us like, the hell?
Look at all those gay people.
They're happy.
Honestly, I think people are fucking envious of the fact that we're able to fucking laugh and not give a fuck, you
know?
That's true. Because honestly, I rarely fucking see people just fucking being themselves and just letting it out. I'm like, I don't know why people don't fucking do that shit. When I see somebody else that's doing the same shit that we do, I'm like, oh, okay, see.
I'm switching tables.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, unless we're having a bad day. But otherwise, man, we're always fucking laughing and loud as fuck.
No, you got to laugh, man. All right, 16, caring about birthday plans.
What?
Like, if you're too consumed. Like, I remember we used to have this homie that would always be like, man, I can't wait till my birthday and, you know, bottle service. But they were, like, very consumed in it.
Yeah.
And it was just kind of, I don't know, it was just too much.
Yeah, I've never cared about my birthday. Yeah, that's enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, but we gotta, you gotta do your 50 fucking big though, bro.
We will. We will. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. That'll be my 25th wedding anniversary. Okay. That'll be my 50th birthday party. Damn. And it'll be my retirement party.
There you go.
There you go.
All right.
So there you go.
We're going to invite all the listeners.
Make sure you let us know. Because just in case it's a, you know, fucking trip type of
destination.
Thing. Destination.
You know, we'll do a local one and then we'll plan a destination right. one. That way everybody can go.
Let's do it. Sounds good. Fun.
Yeah.
All right, fellas. Here's the last one, man.
All right.
All right. So I know we don't really take public transportation anymore, but.
Anymore. Ever.
You guys never took public transportation?
I never did.
In high school?
Never.
You guys never took the bus?
I've probably been in it once.
Rich. God damn, man. I had to take the fucking bus like 4 years to high school, man. That's
billionaire.
Yeah, you're a billionaire.
Billionaire shit.
Billionaire shit.
Hey, we took the metro when we went to Ciclovia.
We did. Yeah. But we had bikes, so it doesn't count.
Oh, that's true. Like, we could have just traveled through the streets.
Right.
But we decided to get on this fucking train.
Taking our lives into our fucking into somebody else's hands.
That was a fucking.
I almost got killed.
That was
bro.
A jungle.
That was an experience.
What?
That was a fucking jungle.
Yeah, all these crack hits.
Yeah.
Because we went through the fucking hood, bro. Fucking 105.
Yeah. Fuck that.
Fucking Watts
downtown.
You guys
downtown.
Were like on the metro or what?
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck that.
Oh man. I almost got fucking sliced up, bro.
Oh yeah.
Fuck.
This black girl was like that bike.
Better not touch me.
Better touch my leg.
I'm like, bitch, move it.
No, and you know crackheads don't have filters, bro. No, they say whatever's on their mind.
And she was like laid out. Yeah, like, you know, making herself big just to get hit by the bike.
What? It better not hit me. Fucking crazy bitch. All right, so the last one. Holding onto the pole too gracefully on public transportation.
Gracefully. What does that mean? What does that mean?
Like with two fingers or like.
Yeah, maybe. Like or maybe like, maybe gripping it like a fucking.
The pole is there to keep you from fucking falling down.
Exactly.
So you gotta hold that shit. You gotta hold a good grip on that shit.
Exactly.
You gotta hold it with your hand and then with your leg. Like
something.
At the
yeah. So I'm thinking when you're doing like a shuttle from the airport, you know, from our trips, you know, from our expensive European Mexican trips.
I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, not public transportation.
No. I think like maybe if you put your hand like at a 90-degree angle and you just hold on.
Yeah.
That's not too bad.
You're fine.
That's not so bad.
No, you'll be fine.
Yeah.
But if you're like holding on with your ass cheeks and shit, like the pole, like that's, I think that's different. You know, you know what I left out? There was one. It wasn't on here, but we didn't talk about the hot dog.
Oh, okay.
Or would you guys? Are you guys comfortable eating a hot dog in public?
I don't give a fuck.
You will tear it up.
I mean, it depends if I'm with immature people. Fucking Shomar.
I will laugh at him.
Yeah, you're like, gay.
Yeah, gay, do it slow now. Yeah,
how are you able to fit two so quickly?
I don't give a fuck.
You would just tear that shit up?
So I have to confess something. I went to a Dodger game this weekend, so I broke my protest. I broke my boycott.
Fucking Jackie.
What? Ah, man, I'm sorry.
This motherfucker, dude.
It was I had a godfather duty to go to a Dodger game this weekend.
Uh-huh. And that just kind of canceled everything.
It did. I had to. Right?
Oh, man.
Why didn't you just teach your godson?
My goddaughter.
Goddaughter a lesson. Like, hey, you know what?
We're not going in here because.
She's too young, man. She's not even concerned with anything. She loves LaBooBoos and she loves Hello Kitties. That's all she cares about right now.
So why take her to the game?
Oh, they were probably Hello Kitty night, right?
Oh, it was, that's right.
Yeah.
But I was like, you know what? When you're when in Rome, you gotta eat a Dodger dog. I ate a super Dodger dog just for that.
What? Yeah.
Super dog. By the way, they're $10 now.
Well, oh, I thought you were gonna say they're 10 inches.
Like, oh no, they're 14.
Oh shit!
Finished it in 2 bites.
You know what? I can eat a hot dog, but what I'm traumatized about is eating bananas.
Well, yeah.
I still break them up.
What?
Like when I eat a banana, I break it and I eat it.
Really?
Yeah, it's super weird, bro. Like I heard one time at my old job, we used to when we would have like the team meetings and shit, we would take like breakfast stuff.
Yeah.
And so I grabbed a banana and I wasn't even paying attention. I'm that's just how I eat a fucking banana. And one of my coworkers came up to me at the end of the meeting and was like, bro, like, what were you doing with the fucking banana? And I'm like,
are you okay?
Wait, what were you doing with
this? So
he's like, I was shoving it up my nose.
I was doing fucking party trips, bro. I don't know. So I just grab it and I break the tip and I eat. You know, it's just
because you weren't trying to look.
Because I wasn't trying to shove the whole fucking thing in my mouth.
But I think you're not supposed to like put the banana in your mouth and then lick your finger as it comes.
What? Yeah, so that's, and I still do it now. It's just automatic. I think it's just embedded in my fucking brain. But
you think apes give a fuck how they eat a banana? They just get the banana and they just fucking eat it. They don't give a fuck.
Oh, you guys know
how I saw an ape eat it like me once. No,
I didn't. Hey, you guys know the right way to open a banana is from the bottom. Not from the stem.
Right. I saw that.
Yeah.
Wait, what do you mean from the bottom? Mm-hmm.
So you know where the stem's at? Yeah. You know, usually we try to crack it from there.
Yeah, that's the bottom.
No, that's the top. That's where the little, where it hangs from, the little stem.
That's the top?
That's the top. So,
what?
So the bottom is where it is,
this whole
bitch.
Fucking time, I thought the bottom was the bottom
with
part.
The stem.
Exactly, the bottom part was the...
Where nothing grows.
No, that's the bottom part.
So the stem is the top.
The stem is the top.
So you open it from the bottom, and you just crack it open and stuff. Yeah. And the reason I saw it was because they said the monkeys do that.
Mm-hmm. Ah.
Yeah.
So
they're smarter than us.
So
and
now
shit.
We're learning from the monkeys.
Well, I mean, we came from monkeys. So when you flip it over and you open it from the bottom, you have a little handle. And that you know, you can
What's
hold
the
on
handle?
To it.
The stem.
The stem is the handle, so you can grab
when
it
you finish
from
it at the end.
Oh
yeah. I mean, it's one of those things that if you choose to act like a monkey, you could open it from the bottom.
Or a chimp.
Or a chimp. Yeah,
we evolved from chimps.
That is true. Yeah, we're chimps. Same shit. I don't know.
Not the same shit.
Kind
of. Monkeys are small.
Oh, that's true.
And the chimps eat the monkeys.
And they're stronger, right?
Yeah.
They do eat them?
Yeah, chimps eat monkeys.
Oh, shit.
They can tear off arms. They could tear
Holy
limbs
fuck,
off.
I didn't know that.
Bitch, fucking chimps are fucking, they're fucking
carnivores?
Carnivores.
Yes, carnivores. Carnivore.
No, they're like us. What are we? Herbivores?
They were everything.
Horvivores.
We're horvivores.
Carnivores.
No, they eat fucking plants and they eat fucking meat.
Yeah.
They eat the shit. They eat the shit out of monkeys.
Holy shit! Yeah.
You didn't know that?
Oh, that's why we eat booty, huh?
Oh yeah.
You guys stupid.
Wait, you don't?
I don't. I've evolved.
Hey guys, this is also you're listening to Ask the Fellas.
Fellas,
what's up, man?
Best stuff.
The fuck? He straight looked at you.
Best of, bro. Best of. Like, let's say you're Mount Rushmore. What do you want to talk about? What do you want? What Mount Rushmore you guys want to talk about? It could be anything.
Damn.
It could be the hottest women. It could be Latin actors. It could be drinks like tequilas.
Oh, okay, let's do the hottest women.
The hottest women. The Mount Rushmore of hottest women.
Let's start with that shit.
Let's do it. All right. Come on. Go ahead. You can start. Put one. Because we have four people in this room. And there's
all put one.
We all have to put one. You know what? We all have to agree, though. We all have to agree.
You know what? I'll wait to the end.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Let me
man,
go first.
Know what he's gonna, what he's gonna say?
What?
Shit.
What's he gonna say?
What?
The what is it? The armas or
the armas?
Lady. Or was it le arms? Le armas.
What are you talking about? Willis.
What's her name?
Ana de Armas.
How dare you not remember her name?
Le arms.
How dare you?
You had arms somewhere in there.
If you're going to talk about my woman, you better know her motherfucking name or else keep my wife's name, I mean my woman's name, out of your mouth.
Put some respect in this.
Put some respect in this motherfucking.
I knew it had arms.
Establishing.
All right,
establishment,
anyway,
motherfucker.
But We love her.
I'm not hooked on another Adamas, whatever.
Man.
You guys go first.
All right. Man, my forever crush is
fucking Salma Hayek.
Salma
Hayek.
We already know.
Grow up. Should I go with somebody else? I think Robbie Margot's pretty fucking hot.
Yeah, no, but you have to be loyal too.
Yeah, but
you're
no, you ain't gotta be loyal to nobody, motherfucker.
You do.
Except for your wife, but
no, you do. You do have to be loyal. Yeah.
But you know what? But Salma Hayek, because we're talking Mount Rushmore.
Oh,
like
Rushmore.
She's been
right. Okay.
Yeah.
You're that's right. Your choice.
Yeah, that's yeah. My choice.
All okay. Right. Salma Hayek. Okay.
Do we agree?
I yeah. Like a younger Salma Hayek.
Well, I mean, it's still Salma Hayek.
No,
well,
we're saying
I understand.
That
it, no, I understand. Understand.
We're talking peak.
Like, I understand. Peak. Oh, peak was when she was in that movie with the
Desperado.
Vampires.
Oh, Dusk Till Dawn.
Oh, Dusk Till Dawn.
Dusk Till Dawn. That's her peak.
Peak. Yeah. And that was her first movie.
I don't care.
She peaked early. Fuck. But she's held up, bro. She's held up. She's held up.
Yeah, she, right. She hasn't disappointed.
Yeah, I'm going to go with her. I'm going to stick with her.
Okay.
All right. Who, me? I go. All right. I will say Kelly Kapowski.
What?
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Hey,
I had a huge crush on her growing
up.
No,
and I've looked her up recently on Google.
Hey, Did she hold up or no?
Not really.
No, she holds. Yeah, she holds up. She holds. Yeah, up.
I'm gonna say Kelly Kapowski. Not Kelly. Yeah, Kelly Kapowski.
Kelly Kapowski.
Not Kelly Bundy.
No, because
Kelly Bundy was always like a little whore and shit.
Right, but you know what my question was with Kelly Kapowski this weekend on Google? Is she Latin? And she's not Latin.
What?
Kapowski.
She's not Latin.
With the name like Kapowski?
I mean, come on! We have so many women that are Latin that we didn't know.
He's like, Anne from Long Beach?
From Long Beach.
She looks a little Latin, a little
she
bit.
She can be.
She's fucking like...
She's in there.
What is she, Italian?
She's Greek.
Oh, well, there you go.
Right.
Yeah.
Greeks weren't blonde, fool.
That's true.
So I will say Kelly Kapowski.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Mm-hmm. Just because shit, like, at that, you know...
I know, at that age, you just...
Yeah, we're like, damn, she's hot.
You're just freaking out what your penis was for.
True.
You
know? True.
And you're like, huh.
And she was a head cheerleader.
Uh-huh.
Fuck. Yeah.
Everybody wanted her.
True. Then you had two guys always fighting over her and shit.
Oh.
Hey, did Zach ever fuck?
No.
I don't think he did.
In college. He was with her in college.
They were together?
I think so, yeah. And then he lost her, of course. But he was with her in college.
Huh. Damn, they never talked about having sex, though. Right.
You know who did have sex with her?
Who?
Who? Screech.
Screech?
Mario Lopez?
Dylan from 90210 had sex with her.
Oh, but that was when she was the whore on 90210.
Yeah. Oh,
she was a whore?
Oh, she taught.
Yeah, she went on there and she was a whore.
Yeah, she was out there too.
She
man.
Was like, fucking give me a fucking character opposite of Kelly Kapowski. Yeah. I don't want to be a princess.
Yeah, because she was like wholesome and shit. Damn.
There was one scene where like I think her and Brandon had just finished having sex, I think.
Okay.
And or probably was Dylan, I don't know. And then he asked her, like, where'd you learn that? I'm like, holy shit, what'd she teach him? She must have taught him some good shit.
She said, don't worry about it, but, you know, I was saved by the bell.
I'll tell you about that, Screech.
All right, so Kelly Kapowski. That's pretty good, actually. All right, well, fuck, man. See, mine isn't very, very, very exciting because I like a wholesome chick that looks fucking good. Young and old. And to me, Jessica Alba. Jessica Alba's Latina.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And she's held up. She's like our age, right? She's like 45, 47.
Yeah. Okay.
Something like that.
She'd be a cougar for Barlow's.
Yeah,
okay.
There you go.
Yeah, I'll take her.
To me, that's one of those. She belongs up there.
Jessica Alba.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah,
and she's a billionaire.
Oh,
by the way.
She is.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think I want to pick her now.
No. Salma Hayek's a billionaire.
Oh, yeah, she is?
She just didn't make it. She just married
she
one.
Married
oh, nice.
Oh, my turn?
Yeah. Your turn, sir.
You know,
this is going to be interesting.
Look at Shawar. He's like, motherfucker. Like,
it's either that arm lady or Peggy Bundy.
Why do you already look disappointed?
Because
he already knows.
He's going to say some bullshit.
No, he's not.
There you go.
You know, I thought about this for a long time. Uh-huh.
He just said the question right now, bitch.
5 minutes ago.
He said, every night I would fall asleep thinking about this.
Right. You know, Mount Rushmore. You know, rack my brain. I'm not going to say who you think I'm going to say.
Well...
Okay.
You're not going to freak anybody
out?
You
know, but you all will agree with the individual that I'm going to choose, okay? You know, her name. She.
Oh, it's a her. Okay.
Yeah, it's a her.
He said, damn.
Stupid. It was Dylan.
And since you brought him up earlier, I can't say it now. So, you know, No, I'm going to go with my second choice, which would be, you know.
Second choice.
Yeah, she's beautiful.
Wait, second choice. No.
No, because he can't go with Dylan anymore.
I can't go with Dylan. I'm going to go with, you know, this actress. She came from Cuba. Uh-huh. You know. But, you know, her name is.
Celia Cruz?
Was she Cuban?
Yeah, she's Cuban. Cuban.
Oh, okay.
Black as fuck, too.
I know. Hey. Black as fuck. Now, yeah, you know what? Fuck you guys. I'm going to go with Ana de Armas.
Hey, whoa.
No, yeah. What were you going to say, fool? What were you going to say?
Ana de Armas.
Yeah, I was going to go with.
Bitch. Why looks this? I know, wait.
He's like.
She's Cuban.
She is Cuban.
She is Cuban?
Yeah.
She's Cuban. Oh, she's Cuban as fuck.
Cuban as fuck?
Yeah, Cuban as fuck.
And cute as fuck.
Oh, my God.
Cute as fuck.
Man. Did you see her in that one show that was about Cuba? The some bees or some shit? I don't know what the fuck it was called.
No, I
haven't. Yeah, she was naked a lot in that one, too.
Damn. Okay, let me find it. Yeah. you know, I think she's fucking is beautiful fucking girl. She's not like.
She's sensual.
She isn't like fucking thick. You know, no. She's like a thin girl, but. I don't know. I know her face is all made up. You know, she got shit done. Hell yeah, she has.
I don't think so.
Yeah, bro.
I think that's natural.
No, it's not. It's not. I've seen old pictures of her.
Really?
Yeah.
People grow up.
None of these Hollywood people
I've seen pictures of you when you were young.
Yeah, bitch. This is Botox.
He's like, I paid for this.
I know.
No. Now,
imagine if I had $1 million, how I would look.
No.
I'll put you on my Rushmore.
I've seen pictures of Victorious when he was young. He doesn't look like that anymore. of Shomar when he was young, and he doesn't look like that anymore.
No, fool.
People age, and people's face change a little bit. Their facial structure.
Right. I'm going to send you some pictures of her.
Okay, please do.
You know, I think she's fucking amazing.
She is.
Beautiful. She's a good actor.
Yeah.
The only thing I don't like is her choice in men, you know?
That's true.
Because she's not choosing you?
Yeah.
Say, what the fuck's wrong with her?
What's like wrong with me, bro? Shit. I make over $50,000 a year.
let's do it.
Holly was not that far. She could just travel a little bit south.
I'm not as old as Tom Cruise.
Oh, my God. He's like an ancient
vampire.
Apparently, she's going to marry his ass.
No.
Dude.
That's doomed.
What the fuck?
That marriage is doomed.
What's that dude got to offer, man? He's like pulling this shit. And not to shit on the short kings, but fuck, man. Like, this fool... He's like 5, right? 5'11"?
Fuck you, bitch.
He's 5'6".
You guys aren't.
He's like 5'7".
He's 5'6". Five,
no,
six.
He's oh,
five,
not.
Six. Yeah, 5'6". Five,
he
six.
Probably puts inserts in his shoes, bro.
He does. So what?
Never mind. I'll take it back.
he flies a plane.
No, that's Tom Cruise.
That's what I'm saying.
No, that John Travolta.
No, he flies a plane too.
Oh, he flies too?
Yes, a Mustang, a PE, whatever is the fuck Mustang.
That World War II plane.
He has one. Shit, yeah, he has one of those.
A PT Cruiser.
No, a PT Cruiser.
Yeah, but you get on that shit, you're going to die in that shit.
No,
too.
He doesn't. He hasn't.
Have you seen MI1, MI2, MI3?
How old is he?
I can't imagine.
60.
I think he's probably 60-something.
He's better than his 60s, right?
62,
60-something.
Right? See, but what does he have to fucking offer the arm girl, bro? Oh,
man.
The arm girl.
I mean, he is Tom Cruise, bro.
Yeah.
I mean, I think most of it has to come from the fact that he has all that background, you know? Like, he's done so many great movies. Yeah, he has a lot of status. Yeah,
I mean, she was with fucking Ben Affleck for a bit.
That's true.
Affleck.
Yeah. Yeah. And Tom Cruise is fucking 63, by the way.
63.
That's crazy. He's 35, 36. But he's like an A-lister. He's an A-list.
Yeah, but she's a fucking A-lister herself now.
Yeah, but she can get whatever dude she wants.
Sure. She can get fucking Barlow's from fucking Ask the Fellas.
For nothing, bro.
For nothing.
For nothing.
For free.
I think if you...
I'll even sign a prenup. You know, you want to fucking divorce me after a month?
Or 13 years?
Yeah. Give me $2 million.
He'll have everything he wants for 13 years.
Yeah, exactly.
And then he'll lose Ana de Armas.
Yeah. Fuck it.
That would work.
Really?
That would work.
You would prefer that.
Yeah, but as long as I'm not fucking broke as shit.
No, she'll leave you broke. But damn. 13 years you'll have Ana de Armas and anything that you want.
Like a bigger penis.
That's not what I meant. That's not what I meant. Money-wise.
That's not part of the package.
Well, let's not, let's not leave that part out.
Come on. You said anything.
You know, I mean, come on.
Help me out.
Two more inches.
So what'd you do with 13 years with Ana de Armas and unlimited funds?
But then after that, I'm broke as
fuck. Not only you're broke as fuck, you're alone, bro.
And your dick goes back.
Fuck.
And smaller.
Yeah.
So I'll be 8 inches instead.
God damn it. He meant centimeters, right? No,
it's not worth it.
It's not worth it. Come on. 13 years with Ana de Armas, man.
Yeah, but you get tired of the same pussy.
But then, yeah, that should lose. She'll lose her novelty, bro.
Bro, I don't know about that, bro. You don't get tired of the same
pussy. She for sure she has a fucking problem. There's red flags with her. There's red flags, bro.
Really?
The red flags aren't worth it. Not for 13 years.
I'm surprised you're saying this.
Nah. But then in 13 years, you'll be done with her, so you're
good. Yeah, but then I'm going to be fucking broke as fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who cares?
No, it's not worth it.
Oh, come on. No. Yeah, I would do it. If this was the original question, I would do it.
Really?
Yeah, really?
I would do it.
Damn.
Man.
Mm-hmm. Crazy, bro.
What the fuck? Are you like...
I'm not kidding.
Is this a movie?
No. I'm not kidding. I would...
What?
I mean, you're talking about... The love of your life.
13 years.
Victorious.
Yeah.
This would be Ana de Armas. To me, it would probably be my wife because I can't say anything different.
He's talking about Jessica Alba.
Right. But 13 years of bliss? Are you kidding?
And then you just lose it.
And then you lose it. So what?
And then you're just a homeless fucking...
Hey, as long as I had the opportunity to live the life that I wanted.
Then you got stories.
It'd be worth it.
So then you're one of those crazy homeless people.
Sure.
Hey, man.
You know I used to date.
I used to date Ana de Armas.
All right, man. Here, get your sandwich and leave.
Get your sandwich and leave.
Exactly.
He starts reminiscing in front of me.
There's an Ana de Armas reunion in Las Vegas next month. I'm gonna be there.
Oh, shit.
That's true, man.
Holy shit.
Nah, bro. All
right. So we got Salma Hayek.
Yeah.
We have
Kelly Kapowski.
We have
Jessica Alba.
And Ana de Armas.
Ana de Armas. Three Latinas and a...
Damn. And a Greek bitch. Why don't you have you say like Helen of Troy or...
Helen of Troy? What the fuck?
Let's just say Paris.
This is the Ask the Fellas show on demand and around the world.
All right, fellas, it's time to get out of here.
No, wait, to talk about
already.
Man. We'll do another show in a couple of weeks.
Will we?
Well, I'm not gonna be here next week. Next week I'm gonna be in Puerto Vallarta. I'm gonna go and. Out for a birthday, and we're doing a football fantasy draft.
Oh, okay, that's cool, man. So that's fun.
You doing a cruise or what?
No, not a cruise. It's just boots just flying out to Puerto
Rico. Oh, nice.
Okay. Yeah, we're gonna spend about 5 days over there hanging out.
Oh, yeah.
I'm gonna do videos. I'll send them out. I actually bought a fucking drone so I can video the fucking place because it's a huge fucking villa, basically 5 stories. A pool in every fucking floor. Basically, we have a chef. We have fucking just tons of fucking benefits for that shit.
Yeah. Wow, that sounds like some billionaire.
You're right.
That is.
Well, I didn't even say it because I haven't experienced it yet. Yeah. But yeah, the chef is gonna have food for us already. We have transportation already.
Is this gonna be your second billionaire experience?
It is. No, my third. Because
I've
been in an all-inclusive fucking resort before, bro.
That's not. It is. Shit.
Yeah, because I can walk around and ask for whatever the fuck I want.
Don't feel like you're not paying for shit.
Yeah, that's everybody, though.
Yeah, that's millionaire shit.
Oh,
we're talking about billionaire shit. So, okay.
You have the whole place to yourself.
Okay,
so that'll be your second.
Yeah.
That'll be your second.
Yeah.
All right. Man.
Can I make a request?
Uh-huh.
This time, can you send videos of women?
He'll try.
I'm working on the women part.
Fucking drone.
Otherwise, it's gonna be a bunch of videos of kids. Anyway, man. Hey, fun episode, fellas.
Oh, for sure, man.
We'll be back. You know, either next week or a couple of weeks from now, or whatever.
I'm gone a couple of weeks from now.
Oh, see?
I'll be back on Thursday. Maybe we can do a show.
Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah, we'll see, man. There's no rush, man. Right. We'll make it work.
Yeah.
But with that, zip it up, zip it down, motherfuckers.
All right. Yeah, it was good. It was a good show, man. A lot of laughter, a lot of stuff. And I had one question still left, but I'll save for the next show and stuff. But all it right. ties into this. Anyways, have fun, Bartles. You know, stay safe out there. And, you know, remember, if they have a bulge, is a man. So.
No, he said what? What the? He's I thought it was a fat pussy.
I thought it was a third camel toe.
I thought it was an eight ball.
I said what?
All right, with that, let's go Dodgers. You know, fuck, man.
Hey, we're man, like, we fucking swept the Padres.
We swept it, but right now we lost against fucking Colorado.
We lost.
Shit. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Fucking sucks, man. But you know what? Colorado. You know what? We'll be okay. We'll be okay. We just need to get all those injuries shit. Back and shit.
4-3.
Anyways, with that, you know, let's go Dodgers. Fuck the kickers. And, you know, have fun too, Jerky. But we'll probably do another show before you.
I think we can. Yeah, we'll do one next week.
All right, cool.
Sounds good, man.
Cool. All right. Mick, take it away.
Man, good fucking show. Having all four of us together, man. It's fucking always a good time. I have one shout out today, man. It's today is actually I feel bad that I've known her for so long and I always fuck up her name. But hopefully I'm saying it right. Elisa from Bombastic Podcast. Oh. So shout out to her. It's her birthday today.
Is it Elisa?
Elisa. I think it's Elisa. Alyssa? Because it can't be Alyssa. I think I'm going to go with Elisa.
Elisa. So Elisa.
Like Lisa from Saved by the Bell. All
right, so. Hey, Lisa.
Hey, happy birthday, Lisa. Bombastic.
I remember when Michael Jackson came into town and he wanted to wish a happy birthday to Lisa.
Uh-huh.
And then so I was like, sister Lisa, he's the real Michael Jackson. And he was kind of like balding and fat and kind of like
he was white.
He was white. And he wanted to use her bathroom. And I was like,
he wanted to use your bathroom.
And then you got a bucket upside down. You started tapping it.
Yeah. And he was like, happy birthday, Lisa. That's your birthday, Lisa. It was awesome, bro. And then it turns out that wasn't Michael Jackson at all.
Wait, that wasn't him?
That wasn't him!
And you let him in your fucking house.
Yeah, I let him in. It's fucking weird, bro.
Yeah, and he was like trying to do a story, like kind of like, you know, sometimes, you don't have to be who you are. You can be whoever you want. You know, bitch, you're a white, fat motherfucker.
Yeah, we're pissed. We're like, fuck, this ain't Michael Jackson.
Nah, this fool was trying to groom some kids and shit, but fuck that. Yeah, man, but shout out to you, Bombastic, man. Happy birthday. And yeah, and with that said, what a very good soup. Ba-ba-ba-dee, ba-ba-ba-doo.
Feliz cumpleaños.
Yes, and this week, unfortunately, I don't have a show for you to watch.
What?
I have a movie.
You do?
You guys need to watch Weapon.
Weapons.
What that shit is good.
Weapons.
It's in theaters.
Oh, that's right on theaters, right?
Yeah,
it's in
theaters.
Okay. What is it about?
Is it scary?
It's more suspenseful than anything.
You watched it?
I've seen it. Okay. I went to the theaters with my daughter and we watched it. It was good. It was a good movie. It's 97% on Rotten Tomatoes, so it's Rotten Tomatoes fresh, so it's fucking really good.
97%.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Who the fuck is 97?
It's a really good movie. It's really good. Like, I highly recommend it.
There you go. That's your watch for the week. Hopefully you guys enjoy that movie. And
zip it up and zip
no,
it up.
No. He's the fucking.
Oh, what a very good
way to get it.
No. He's the kicker guy. No.
That's him. Showmar. No, wait, I remember.
What do you do?
I remember now. And with that, make sure to rate us on iTunes 5 stars or it didn't happen. Protect your time.
To me, there are 3 things we all should do every day. We do this every day of our life. You're going to have, what a wonderful, number one is laugh. You should laugh every day. Number two is think. You should spend some time in thought. And number three is you should have your emotions move to tears. Could be happiness or joy. But think about it. If you laugh, you think, and you cry, that's a full day. That's a heck of a day.
Ellos existen para el desmadre. Ellos son 4 compas de misterio. Y en la plática los 4 unieron sus voces para darle vida a un pinche podcast que está chingón. A un pinche podcast, hasta felas. Tenemos a Shomer y luego a Barlos. Victoria es el chiludo y Jericho. Y en un lugar secreto unen sus voces para darle vida a un pinche podcast que está chingón. A un pinche podcast. Unieron sus voces para dar.